People's Bank e-remittance, Swift or Telex. People's Bank, the pulse of the people.
In a few moments, the news. People's Bank, the pulse of the people. This is the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation.
The time is 6:15 p.m. This is the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation. Here is the news read by Carrie Sella and edited by Darshana Ashoka Kumara. The headlines. The President signs the order removing the Chief Justice. The post of Chief Justice becomes vacant. Foreign countries are to be apprised of the legal measures taken on the impeachment motion. And the second phase of the leadership program for university entrants will commence on the 16th of this month. Those were the headlines. Here now are the details of the local news. President Mahinda Rajapaksa this morning signed the order removing the Chief Justice, Dr. Shirani Bandaranaike, from office with immediate effect in accordance with the resolution passed in Parliament. The measure was taken in terms of Article 107, two of the Constitution. The removal order was delivered this morning to the official residence of Mrs. Bandaranaike by a senior assistant secretary to the Presidential Secretariat and an officer of the Presidential Security Division. The President has said in his order that he was in agreement with the request for the removal of Chief Justice from office made in the said address of Parliament. President's counsel, Dr. Jayathissa DeCosta, says the post of Chief Justice in the country is now vacant, according to the Constitution. He added that Parliament has completed its work regarding the impeachment motion as per the Constitution. Parliament is responsible for creating laws and making amendments to the Constitution. The President has also endorsed the decision of Parliament. Dr. Costa pointed out that the President could take one of two options. He can appoint either an acting Chief Justice according to Clause 109(1) of the Constitution or a permanent Chief Justice in accordance with the 107th Clause. Foreign countries will be apprised about the government's stand on the impeachment motion against the Chief Justice. The Ministry of External Affairs has informed the SLBC that Minister Professor G.L. Pieris has taken steps to apprise the Sri Lankan missions in foreign countries. The minister said that in this regard, attention will be focused on the constitutionally valid process undertaken upon approval received from people's representatives. This news broadcast comes to you from the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation.
People's Bank, the pulse of the people.
The second phase of the leadership program for university entrants will commence on the 16th of this month. The Ministry of Higher Education announces that letters have already been sent to the students. The second phase of the program will be carried out in 22 centres countrywide. More than 26,000 students were admitted to the 15 national universities this year. Senior lecturer of the Faculty of Agricultural Sciences in the University of Sabaragamu, Dr. I.P. Yapa, explains that using chemical fertilizer in farming triggers climatic changes. He added that chemical fertilizers like urea activates the microbes that would emit greenhouse gases. He also noted that the chemical fertilizer industry is one of the main culprits causing global warming. Dr. Yapa stressed the need for turning to organic farming with immediate effect to avert possible adverse impact in the near future. Teams under the guidance of Dr. Yapa have successfully carried out organic farming countrywide. Meanwhile, Secretary to the Ministry of Environment, BMUB Basnaika, says the final touches are being given to the committee report that inquires into the impact of pesticides and arsenic on the farmer community in the North Central province. He added that the committee was appointed by the ministry as a fact-finding measure with cabinet approval. Senior Minister Athawula Seniviratna will chair the committee. Four subcommittees are being operated under the purview of the main committee. The Ministry of Housing and Common Amenities has planned to construct more than 40,000 houses this year. The National Housing Development Authority will spend more than 10 billion rupees for the project. The Housing Development Authority constructed 33,000 housing units last year. And here once again are the main points of the local news. The President signs the order removing the Chief Justice. The post of Chief Justice becomes vacant. Foreign countries are to be apprised of the legal measures taken regarding the impeachment motion. And the second phase of the leadership program for university entrants will commence on the 16th of this month. All that came to you in our segment of local news.
This is your chance to win 1 million rupees, mobile phones and many more exciting prizes. Receive your foreign remittances via People's Bank, e-remittance, Swift or Telex. People's Bank, the pulse of the people.
In Watchlight, the Health Ministry will introduce hygienic rubber socks for people engaged in agriculture, especially farmers in paddy fields, to prevent waterborne diseases like rat fever. The Health Ministry yesterday cautioned that about 20 persons, mostly farmers from agricultural districts, including Polanaru, Anuradhapura and Ampara, and also some flood victims, were reported to have rat fever in the last few days. That was in Watchlight.
Easy leasing. Speedy leasing. Pleasing leasing. All you seek in vehicle leasing. People's Leasing Company Limited. The people's friendly lease.
World News. Brought to you by courtesy of People's Leasing Company Limited. People's Leasing Company Limited. The people's friendly lease.
In the headlines of the World News, Court in Egypt orders retrial for Mubarak after appeal. Israeli evicts tent protesters at West Bank El Settlement. And the Pakistani Prime Minister flies to Quetta to meet protesters. Those were the headlines. Here now are the details of the World News. A court in Egypt has ordered a retrial for ex-President Hosni Mubarak after accepting an appeal against his life sentence over the deaths of protesters. Mubarak, who is 84, was overthrown in 2011 after mass street protests in the capital Cairo and other cities, and was jailed in June. His former interior minister, Habibada Adli, was also granted a retrial. The two men are likely to remain in custody, however, because of separate investigations into their affairs. Israeli police have evicted Palestinian and international activists from an area of the West Bank where Israel is planning fresh settlement building. They had put up around 20 tents in an area called El, between Jerusalem and the Jewish settlement of Male Adubim. Israel's Supreme Court had ruled on Friday that the encampment would remain for 6 days. Palestinians fear building in El would threaten the viability of a future Palestinian state. The Pakistani Prime Minister, Raja Pervez Arshaf, flew to the city of Quetta on Sunday to meet local Shiites holding a protest alongside the bodies of family members killed in one of the country's worst sectarian attacks. Thousands of Shiite Hazara community, the ethnic group targeted by the blast, have been holding vigils at the site of the blast beside the 96 shrouded bodies. They have spent two nights outside in the cold and rain and are refusing to bury their dead until their safety is guaranteed. And here once again are the main points of the World News. A court in Egypt orders the retrial for Mubarak after appeal. Israel evicts tent protesters at the West Bank settlement. And Pakistan's Prime Minister flies to Quetta to meet protesters. All that came to you in World News.
World News. brought to you by courtesy of People's Leasing Company Limited. People's Leasing Company Limited, the people's friendly lease.
Easy leasing. Speedy leasing. Pleasing leasing. All you seek in vehicle leasing. People's Leasing Company Limited, the people's friendly lease.
The main news story is brought to you by Siddhalepa Vedamahatmya.
In our top story, President Mahinda Rajapaksa this morning signed the order removing Chief Justice Dr. Shirani Bandaranaike from office with immediate effect in accordance with the resolution passed in Parliament. The measure was taken in terms of Article 107 of the Constitution. The removal order was delivered this morning to the official residence of Ms. Bandaranaike by a senior assistant secretary of the Presidential Secretariat and an officer of the Presidential Security Division. That was our top story.
The main news story was brought to you by Siddhalepa Vedamahatmya.
The marvel product that has brought relief to billions the world over, Siddhalepa. Fever, headache, wheezing, toothache, muscle pain, backache from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. Siddhalepa is the immediate relief giver to pain or discomfort in any part of your body. Siddhalepa is the Veda Mahatmya who should be in every home.
Siddhalepa, a truly Sri Lankan product from the Siddhalepa Veda Mahatmya.
Siddhalepa, a 2.5 gram pack is 25 rupees.
Sports news brought to you with the compliments of Singer. Trusted excellence.
More brands, more choice from the world's best names. Singer Plus.
Singer Plus.
In sports news, Sri Lanka won the second ODI against Australia by 8 wickets, with nearly 10 overs to spare in Adelaide. Lahiru Thirimana scored his maiden century and collected 102 runs not out. Dilshan made 51 off 88 balls with 4 boundaries. Chasing a target of 171 in the second one-day international against Australia, Sri Lanka fought hard after having lost Upul Taranga for a duck in the third ball of the innings. That was sports news.